The breeze whipping through the outdoor coffee bar of Marty's Market wreaked havoc with Justin Steele's morning hair as I asked him why he'd chosen to get his fix at Marty's.
I mean, you can sit outside here. It's a beautiful day. It's kind of like Italian cafe style where you can just kind of posey up to the bar and grab an espresso and kind of go on with the rest of your day.
Ron Bianconi, sitting with a coffee and a cigar at the Leaf and Bean, seemed content not to get on with his day just yet. He explained the draw of his favorite coffee shop.
I think it's a very unique establishment, and I have a lot of friends here. And the decor, the people who hang here are eccentric, a little offbeat, and interesting.
Chloe, who works at the Leaf and Bean, says it's not your stereotypical coffee house.
There are a couple cigar rolling tables. There's quite a few animal heads mounted on the wall. There's Ghost Rider up there. There's all kinds of things. So it's really different and really cool. There's all kinds of people coming in and out of here. It's just really cool, very chill place to hang out.
For patrons down the street at La Prima Espresso, same is better than different. Satimio Imigali and his friends gather every day, crowding the small outdoor patio tables as weather permits.
What I like about coffee? The coffee. La Prima Espresso, it was the best and still is the best, and it's going to be the best forever. Maybe because I'm here with my friends, you know, and we, you know, we see every day, same people, and that's what we like it.
Tony, one of the friends, remembers his very first cup of coffee.
Oh my God, the first coffee I drank was back in Italy.
Do you remember how old you were?
15.
What was your first thought?
Hey, give me a cappuccino.
At Espresso Amano in Lawrenceville, Chris Rudsky motioned at the exposed brick walls when I asked him why he's become a regular there.
What drives people to Starbucks? You should really be asking people at Starbucks why they're at Starbucks. Espresso Amano, it's self-evident. You come to Espresso Amano, you know why you came to Espresso Amano.
For off-duty barista Morgan Stewart, the coffee shop offers a place to take her brew seriously.
Being really thoughtful about the entire process is what I think about when I think about being serious about coffee.
Espresso Amano owner Matt Gabbis believes in sourcing and offering what he thinks is truly great coffee. But he wants his shop to be more than that.
Coffee is great as in and of itself, but it's also great as an excuse or a reason for people to congregate in a common place and be with each other.
Whether atmosphere, community, or a bean that will knock your sunglasses askew, Pittsburghers look for and get a little something more when they pull up a seat at their favorite coffee shop. I'm Margaret Krause, 90.5 WESA News.